The project relies on $197 million from the state. The funding was tied up in a deal about UW employee pay raises and diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. The next step is finalizing the design plans and raising more private donations. Jennifer Manukin is the chancellor of UW-Madison. She says the new building will allow the engineering program to grow by about 1,000 students.
Much of engineering education is hands-on, and this will let us do that more and better and in more sophisticated ways.
She also says it will expand research opportunities. Construction is supposed to begin in 2025, and the building is set to open in 2028. Margaret Faust, Wisconsin Public Radio.